8:22 is the time here. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Richard Todd. Great to have you here at Charleston's morning meeting place. And great to have this guy in the studio because you know, if you've been paying attention to music at all in the Lowcountry, that the Charleston Music Hall has become an incredible place to see music on a regular basis. The artists and the acts that they're bringing in, just tremendous. Last Friday night, I was there seeing Driving and Crying and had a great time. Saw Mike Gordon there earlier this year from Fish and been seeing so many shows there. So let's talk to the director of the Charleston Music Hall, Charles Carmody. How you doing, Charles?
Good morning. Doing great.
Great to have you
Thanks
here,
for having
buddy.
Me. Yeah, absolutely.
No, look, you guys are just cooking down there. I mean, how hard is it to get that many good shows on a regular basis?
We are jamming along. Yeah, 278 events this year, which is unbelievable.
278.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and that's film, dance, 70 national tours. We're producing our own local events with like the Women and Series and Charlton Singleton. And
Charlton last night.
A really good time. Yeah, Charlton's Holiday Spectacular was last night.
Love Charlton.
And it was amazing. And it's really cool to see the community. I mean, 600 people coming out, all local musicians on stage. And that's what we're all about.
Well, Charlton is a proud Wando High School graduate, a great trumpeter. And a Grammy nominated artist now. That's right. Grammy nominee. That has to be in front of
Yeah, he needs to have like a TMTM,
Grammy nominee, Charlton Singleton. That's one of the things that you guys at the Music Hall, it's not just about music. Y'all do charity events, you do the films, and you do some really cool series about women who rock and those. Yep. I mean, just some of the things that you guys do is what sets y'all apart.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, we really try hard to be by the community and for the community. And we want to do that stuff. The reason to exist is to be a gathering place for Charleston. So that's our mission.
Well, mission accomplished.
Thank you.
I mean, it's really tremendous. I last year around this time went to see the Christmas Spectacular. Brad and Jennifer Moran, they've been around forever. Yep. They're good guys. I know that's going on right now.
Yeah, well, they load in Sunday, and then December 13th is going to be their first show. You've got 11 different shows to choose from with them. They're in the hall the 13th through the 23rd. And if you want to get punched in the face by Christmas, there's no better way than the Charleston Christmas Special.
I haven't heard it described like that, but it is great family fun.
It is so much fun. 2 hours of song, dance, sketch, comedy. There's some puppets going on in there. It's a wild time, and it is like Christmas overload.
And that's the thing, is that you guys are such a wide variety of stuff. I mean, earlier this month you were screening a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely.
And you've got Elf.
Yeah, so we're doing our Christmas movies, which is Christmas Vacation. We just did Elf on the 16th. We do live caroling before them all. So we have a local musicians come in and lead caroling. And then we're doing It's Wonderful Life, December 23rd.
Ah, see. I mean, and the space, the venue itself is intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house. I took my son there a couple of years ago to see the Beatles tribute thing that you guys had there in 1964, and it was great, and he loved it. And we were sitting in the balcony, and it felt like you were right on top of the act.
I love the balcony. I mean, the last row of the balcony is only 80 feet away from the stage.
Really?
So they stacked it so well that, 965 seats, it doesn't feel that big.
And the acoustics are so awesome. And I know, like, when I went to see Mike Gordon earlier this year, it felt like you guys had actually removed a few seats in the front to give more space for dancing or something, or
but that is actually our plan. We're gonna make the front orchestra removable. Hopefully, well, in 2020, which is exciting.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. And now,
so then we're gonna, you can have dancing, and if you want to do reserve seating, you can go upstairs or in the back, and it's gonna be a good. That's the big problem is with the seats. You have half the audience wants to stand,
right.
Half the audience wants to sit. We want to create an environment where everyone's having fun and an event. So hopefully that'll help that out.
But we'll have to have that debate one day about the whole standing and sitting and people saying down in front. And I'm like, I want to dance. And that's a whole another. That's
it's
another,
a whole that yeah, we could go yeah. on a diatribe for a while about that. Absolutely.
That's another conversation for another
Indeed.
Day. You guys also at the end of December do a couple of things that have turned into sort of annual events that are so tremendous. First of all, Jump Little Children, which was so great to see them come back after the hiatus and here in the Lowcountry, and they do this now at the Music Hall.
Yeah, every year we do right after Christmas, December 27th this year, Jump Little Children comes in and does just an amazing concert. Yeah, sells out every year. And,
they're fun.
And it's really wonderful to work with their crew.
And then right after that, on the 29th, you got the Blue Dogs, and we're actually going to have Hank Futch and Bobby Houck in the studio a little bit later on this month before that, because they've done this now for a number of years.
Seven. This is our seventh annual homecoming concert with them.
It feels like when they do it, for a lack of a better comparison, a very last waltz kind of thing. They're bringing up people all the time on stage, and there's all kinds of collaboration and jamming going.
Yeah,
that's
Jerry
great.
Douglas is actually on the bill this year, which is really cool. Yeah, they bring in all their friends and family and just want to have a great time celebrating the end of the year, celebrating, you know, life. And then what's really cool is they actually donate proceeds to MUSC Children's Foundation. They've raised over $500,000 for MUSC Children Hospital.
Well, they're good guys,
which is amazing. Just at this one show, so it's a really cool cause, and they're, you know, it's a blast.
I can't wait
the year.
Can't wait to have Hank and Bobby in the studio. I told them to bring their instruments
good.
So they can
awesome.
Play some in here, and then
that
we'll
rules.
Talk about the show, and that's so much fun. What you got going on New Year's Eve? There?
New Year's Eve, ball in the hall. Let's get fancy, y'all. We got three amazing local bands: the Artisanals, Babe Club, and Key and Masters. It's going to be a big party. Roughly 9:30 to 1 a.m., tons of champagne. We're actually teaming up with the Royal American to do a specialty champagne punch, and we'll have Royal American bartenders on site slinging punches. And just want to make a great, lovely end of the year celebration with some bands we really love in town.
You like your job, don't you?
Love it. I wake up every day with sparkling eyes.
Is there anything we forgot about in December before I look at 2020?
No, that's okay. December. Okay. It's going to be great.
Now, we're just going to, in broad terms, in 2020, I know Grace Potter is coming in January, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Todd Snyder, Fab Four coming back. I see Lewis Black is coming in May, and Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, that's a trip, in March the 10th. I've seen them before. One or two things that you're really excited about for 2020, besides all of the things I just mentioned? I mean,
yeah. Oh boy, that's a tough one.
I'm putting you on the
there's
spot.
There's so many.
You got any rumors you want to spread?
There's some on sale today. Anderson East and Foy Vance is coming, and they are amazing. Anderson East show 2 years ago was one of the better ones I've seen in a long time. Also, Jupiter Coyote is on sale today. Fred on sale today at Jupiter Coyote, which is going to be a good one.
They're good guys.
They are. And there's too many. Grace Potter, just from the list you read, Grace Potter's going to be really amazing.
Yeah,
I'm very
love St. Paul and the Broken
St. Paul
Bones.
And there are still tickets for St. Paul on Monday night. Sunday night's pretty much sold out. But that's
nights,
one of my favorite shows. I took them bowling after the show last time. And we bowled, went to the alley, had a great time. And they go, we want to go to a dive bar. And I said, great, let's go to the Rec Room. It's my favorite dive bar. It's walking distance. Let's walk over there. So I take him over there, and Paul Janowitz, the lead singer, walks in and does a whoop, 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 and walks right out the door. He's in an Uber and gone. It was one of the funnier. And of course, the rest of us stayed at a party to Rec Room for a while, but it was pretty funny.
I imagine you have a few stories. Some for some scenes maybe too intense for younger listeners, and maybe be best off air. But taking St. Paul and the Broken Bones bowling. Okay, there you go. We'll leave that image with everybody
Indeed.
So, Charles, thank you for coming in here this morning.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on everything that you guys do at the Music Hall, and a very happy holiday, a Merry
Thank
Christmas,
you.
And a Happy New Year. And we look forward to visiting with you on a regular basis next year, because y'all have so much going
Thanks.
On.
I look forward to it. I just want to thank all listeners and people that have supported us in 2019. It's been a really amazing year, and we couldn't do it without the support of the community. So thank you to everyone. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it.
We're here to stay. So we're going to be rocking and rolling for a long time, hopefully.
We appreciate it as well. The director of the Charleston Music Hall, Charles Carmody, great place to go. When you head down there, say, hey, I heard about this show on the Morning Buzz in 105.5 The Bridge.